Let's turn now to local sports here on KNKX. The Mariners start the second half of the season this weekend in a series against the White Sox in Chicago. Their general manager admits the team underperformed in the first half, but the Mariners remain on the fringes of the wild card race. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about the team's biggest challenges.
There were glimmers of hope in the first half of the season, but for the most part, it was disappointing for fans, Art, as they remain below 500.
Squandered opportunities. It's really kind of a shame because the Mariners showed glimpses of really being a substantial team. In fact, on June 23rd, they beat the Houston Astros 13-3, and that put the Mariners at 2 games above 500, and it looked like this was the launch point for a very competitive season. Then they turned around and lost the next 2 games to the Astros, who are playing phenomenally this year. They're, I think, the Major League's best baseball team. And then they lost 2 games at home to the worst team in baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies. And since then, they finished the first half of the season with 6 wins and 12 losses. And that was really a blow because this was the softer part of the schedule because of many home games. Now, they play 27 of the next 44 on the road, including only 7 home games in August. So the schedule has become cruel at the worst time because the Mariners did not take advantage of the home field at the beginning. And they showed in the first half that they have the potential to be a high run-scoring team, but their pitching staff just fell apart, mostly due to health.
Well, that's right. A lot of the folks that we thought were going to be part of the starting rotation aren't and aren't going to be.
Right.
Speaking of Drew Smyly, one of them, but they even have a healthy pitcher who's not doing well.
Right. They knew going in that there were health questions surrounding Felix Hernandez, Hisashi Iwakuma, and James Paxton. Then Drew Smyly hurt himself in the World Baseball Classic and has never thrown a regular season pitch for the Mariners and won't because he just had surgery. The fifth starter, Giovanni Gallardo, was demoted to the bullpen after poor starts. So that was a shambles. But a lot of those guys are back now. The one vulnerability in the pitching staff is not in the rotation. It's Edwin Diaz as closer. Diaz is 23 years old and, in my view, unprepared to be a major league closer right now because he's got 2 pitches, a fastball and a slider, and he doesn't trust the slider. So the scouting reports on him say, wait for the fastball in the strike zone. It may be 98 or 100 miles an hour, but it's going to come in straight, and you can rock him. He's an easy guy to hit right now, and the Mariners are going to have to figure out a solution there because that's the biggest worry for them going into the second half.
Yeah, so having said that, what do you see happening in the second half?
Well, I think this lineup is the most productive we've seen in the last several years. Gene Segura at shortstop is a great add to Robinson Cano, Nelson Cruz, and Kyle Seager, who actually does have to fire up. Ben Gamel, Mitch Haniger as rookies have been wonderful, and even Mike Zunino had a hot June. So there's a lot of opportunity there for offense, but with Diaz being vulnerable, I don't know how they're going to work their way around that. And to talk about the elephant in the room, the trade deadline is coming up on July 31st. And the issue there for me is that they needed another starting pitcher. They could use a closer, but I don't think it's worth the prospects to try to trade right now for a mediocre player who's going to cost them young people that could be helpful next year for the opportunity to get into a 1-game playoff that they could lose and be done. I think the Mariners need to stand pat with what they have because they've shown flashes that they are a competitive and contending team. They just have to be consistent. It hasn't happened yet, but they've got 72 games to prove it.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.